everyone. I grew in the womb and was raised in the lap of an organist, a pianist, a writer, a storyteller, a singer, et cetera, et cetera. So I literally had no choice but to be a creative of some sort. I had no choice. I spent hours and days in the pews of churches, singing in choirs, chasing my friends during Sunday school. And what I miss the most is smelling fried chicken in the kitchen basement of the church. So when I moved from Philly to Baltimore in 2009 for college, go Bears, I came here looking for that same camaraderie of family, of community. And so fast forward, I'm in Living the Dream at Morgan. And I am partying my ass off, okay? That's not why my mother sent me here. But there was still a sense of community there. That was not the plan. But I was a journalism major, so I had the most amazing opportunity being an HBCU. Hey, come on, journalist. I had the most amazing opportunity to become an HBCU ambassador for a major record label. I'm not name dropping them because they are no longer paying me. But I had the opportunity to really explore what community curation could look like in experiential design. I had the opportunity to go to different concerts and interview artists that I used to see on TRL and 106 in Park, and rest in peace to MTV. But yeah, I had the opportunity to collaborate with so many tastemakers and the cool kids on campus and create just different activations and album release parties, etc. So sorry, y'all, I'm trying to remember what I wrote down without looking at the notes, because they said I got this. Y'all said I got this. Okay, so, okay, that was my That's So Raven moment, right? Like, I didn't know in the future that I would be doing cultural event production and curation as, like, a career. I had no idea that that was even a possibility. So I'm grateful for that experience. Fast forward to 2015. Lord. And I was staring in the eyes of this beautiful baby girl, almond-shaped eyes, and I'm like, damn, the heat is on, the pressure is on, now I have to become something because I just birthed a human being. That was not in the plan. But little did I know I would become the mother and creator of so many things. I have one child and we're done, but stick with me here. So moving forward, it is 2019. Does anybody else have a hard time trying to remember what year it is, what year it was? Recalling timelines, I'm like, ugh. So the year was 2019, and I ended up becoming a doula. And if this is your first time, I was like, if this is your first time hearing the term, a doula is a non-medical birth worker. So I was doing a lot of holistic work supporting families emotionally with information so they can make informed decisions, physically, et cetera. And that really came from 4 years prior, because I can do math, realizing that I had experienced some birth trauma and I had so many unanswered questions that I was trying to figure out. So I felt honored that families were allowing me to support them in their most vulnerable times. And so in that same work, I ended up having wellness programming for mothers, specifically Black mothers, and that ended up growing into the Baltimore community at large. And my experiences ended up being for just anyone that was looking for a rest or a pause or just even joy. And so now a year later, what happened a year after 2019? Yeah. So during COVID, I will say my doula business was booming, because if you could imagine, people were bored. I'm just saying, the babies were coming, the births were happening, so I do have some gratitude for that time. during that time, my business is just going crazy, the inquiries, the things, the bookings, and also I started to realize that in Baltimore, businesses were closing, right? And I've always been an avid shopper locally and especially Black-owned, so I've always been a person that curates and creates experiences based on need or lack or void. So seeing these businesses close, seeing these Black businesses close, I was like, I'm going to do one day, emphasis on one day, okay? The year is 2020. One day to hold this pop-up marketplace for Black-owned businesses. And I really wanted that day to be foundational in just joy, but also getting people excited to come spend their money with Black businesses. Now, who in their right mind would create experience for someone to spend money when people were getting laid off and furloughed and things like that? But the marketing worked. I just want to say the day was beautiful. It was 300 people out on an urban farm. I have to just say thank you so much to White Lock Community Farm and that community for allowing us to be there for free. And so I'm like, yeah, this one day went great. And I'm going to go back to my doula business because the babies, I told you the babies were coming, right? But the community spoke and they were like, girl, we need more of this. When is the next one? Is it a week from now? Is it a month from now? And I'm like, yo, I just did this with like $0 and I was broke and, you know, just this day wasn't even about me. So what are you talking about? And I really had to sit and listen and hear from the community, from God, from my ancestors to be clear on the work that I was supposed to do. So I decided to be obedient, even though I had just enrolled in midwifery school. I had a daughter that was about to start pre-K. It was a lot of shit happening, right? But I listened, and so I did another market. And then I did another market. And then developers started to call, like, hey, can you do one here? And then venues started to call, like, hey, can you do one here? And now, apparently, we are almost 5 years old and creating Black creative economies in the city of Baltimore. Yes. Yeah. It still really blows my mind because I still don't know what the hell I'm doing. I just know that the work that I am grounded in, I'm supposed to just create space for Black-owned businesses. We are still bootstrapping. Like I said, we turned 5 in May. I do invite you all to come out and just continue to build the dream, build these Black joy economies with us. I know the name is a little scary, but I promise you, you will have the best time of your life. There's music and there's food and there's drinks. Okay, and you'll be able to shop the most beautiful pieces, a lot of one-of-one, a lot of art, a lot of makers. And so I'm just grateful to be able to create this space for Black-owned businesses to take up space, especially in venues or areas that we just really didn't think that we deserved to be in. So I invite you to come and continue to build on that. And so, like I said, we're still bootstrapping, but last year, we created space for Black business owners to collectively earn $80,000. Clap, clap, clap. That's a big deal. So, yeah, that's all I have this evening, I think. I'm freaking out a little bit, but I appreciate the next one, thank you, is April 19th. We'll be at Baltimore Unity Hall, and that is our apparel. Yes, come on, Baltimore Unity Hall. that market is exclusively for art, apparel, and accessories. So if you are any lovers of that, please come through. It's going to be 12 to 5 p.m. Follow us on Instagram, website, LinkedIn, all the things. The information is out there. Join us, and I thank you for listening.